Mark permission to sit down and catch his breath for 30 seconds before what might be a barrage of questions occurs. Absolutely brilliant paper. Intellectual fireworks all over the place. One could not possibly summarise it or even start to pick up key themes. I just want to thank Mark very much for the brilliance of that and the way it takes the whole conference into an entirely different realm. Fascinating, of course, to think about the irony of the independent group members. You notice I'm now not referring to the independent group anymore, but independent group members. It's a kind of slight shift I'm nervously acknowledging. The more they got into communication theory, the more they didn't communicate with one another, which is a kind of wonderful irony. And as Mark says, they all fell out with one another regularly, often and enduringly, in fact, as soon as This Is Tomorrow finished or even before. I think one of the things that Mark's lecture so ably demonstrated is a whole crisis of how one does art history, really, and that one constructs art history, which then regurgitates itself and perpetuates myths and sloppy thinking, which he exposed so well, starting with the fact that the independent group was neither independent nor a group, and the whole incubation notion. Of course, once you have a name for something, like the independent group, it robs a situation of its complexity and richness. And this is always the case in art history, whether we're talking about fauvism, which is just a name given by a critic which stuck, or whether you're talking about minimalism, that the complexity and the diversity is simplified. Now, it's a double bind, really, because on the one hand, in order to make some sense and some arguments, one always simplifies, one always gets rid of the complexity. But in so doing, one does damage to history. And the independent group's a good example of that. I think one of the people you should blame most, really, for this is Dorothy Moreland, who is the convener at the ICA, chose the name independent group. And her account of this is that she had to write in the book who was booking the room. And there was no one, really, whose name was the main name there. So she just put down independent group. And once it became the independent group, it becomes an entity. It would have been far better for history had she just put down oddballs or odds and sods or that lot, because then we wouldn't have had this thing called the independent group. And once it becomes a group, we think of it in the same way that we think of an art movement or some ism. It becomes established. Of course, the next stage is it becomes a branding process in art history. So immediately, the independent group becomes some sort of established brand by which we account for things. And so, oh yes, they're the origins of pop art and so on. The further complication, when it's fairly recent history like this, is that members are still alive, and therefore they either can't rush fast enough to jump on the bandwagon, or they can't wait to jump off the bandwagon, depending on the trials and tribulations of fashion. So this is the other complication too. And each of those members then starts rewriting history from their perspective, which complicates it greatly. So I do thank Mark for that enlightenment and that reminder that merely having something called the independent group is itself problematic and immediately robs us of a richness of the most fascinating individuals. And I think, again, the thing that Mark underlines is how interesting those individuals were and how they generated a whole series of thoughts and ways of rethinking current situations, whether it's architecture or whether it's art through the use of collage. Certainly the impact they had on the notion of an un-architecture, I think, is a really important one, which is under-researched. Banham himself in 1965 had this conceptual scheme of the un-house, and then by the end of the 60s you're getting what's called conceptual architecture, which is a notion of doing away with the building itself. So an influence of Fuller on people like McHale and on Banham, which is starting a form of deconstruction of what architecture is and all the ground rules that go with it. The idea, too, of collage was fascinating in the lecture. The notion of collage, which is this pulling together of various bits, of course, it's very similar to the notion of a pinboard, of which they're closely related. And so much of that is to do with provisionality of configuration, that the whole notion of a pinboard is that you can keep changing things around. And in fact, the alleyway group in This Is Tomorrow had a pinboard element to their display, which they hope visitors to the show would change things around on. So the reconfiguration and provisionality is something which enters cultural practice at this time in a way in which it hadn't done before. And that also marks another key moment in the independent group, which is the notion of the active spectator, which is something Alloway refers to in his introductory essay in the catalogue. And that, again, has major implications for the way we think of cultural practices and cultural theory. That in the end, it's not just about some iconic artwork, which just what is it the Hamilton work becomes, but as a way of rethinking how we interact with images and how we interact with spaces, which was such an important theme in Mark's lecture. The final point I'd make is about the relationship between fine art or high culture and popular culture. The only minor factual point that Mark made, I was slightly nervously jump into, because it's a bit like responding to your analyst, isn't it, really, this? And, you know, you've just been through a hell of a session of psychoanalysis about your aims and motivations, and all you actually respond with it by saying, actually, I wear size 9 shoes and not 9.5. That's that kind of level of response I'm going back with here. But he mentioned that Alloway doesn't refer to the term pop art in the 1958 article. Actually, I think he does, and it's in a caption rather than in the main body. So it may have been that you'd seen a reproduction, but that doesn't alter anything. I think the independent group's notion of those directly working in popular culture was one very much of the noble savage. And Frank Cordell, they kind of courted him. Cordell himself, his attitude was one of, what are these guys worrying about? You know, it's just get on with your job, just be professional, just make the product. And it does show that the independent group members, by and large, and McHale is clearly the exception here, were people who were located very firmly in fine art, high culture, and that they were in many ways tourists when it came to popular culture. And yes, it was part of their life and they enjoyed it, but their mental set was obviously from a fine art, high culture point of view. And that's why they enjoyed not slamming it by bringing popular culture people in, but by bringing their experience in, but not really understanding it. Because had they fully engaged with it, as Mark pointed out, it would have been the end of art, really, as far as they were concerned, because they would have entered a new age of a continuum of practices which were not hierarchical. And the interesting thing that really with the arrival of pop art, it is the end of the independent group in many ways, because that's a return to high culture about popular culture. It's actually not about a continuum of the two. There are many other points that I could make, but time is against us, and that'd be hogging the floor. So we've got some time now. I think as regards to the other speakers today, you've got a chance at the reception following this directly to, I'm afraid, directly go to someone, but if I could ask Mark to come back up here, because I'm sure there'll be some questions for him from the audience.
Well, we could do. That sounds appallingly democratic, but would you want to do that? Okay, fine. Right. So those who spoke this morning, if they'd like to come and join Mark here on stage.